Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Demonstrators took to the streets in Cuba shouting, "Down with the dictatorship." Some waved the American flag as they demanded dictator Miguel Díaz-Canel to step down. Interestingly, the president blamed the United States for its economic troubles. Now, the protests are rare in communist Cuba because protesters face jail time. But COVID has hit Cuba hard. There are food shortages and fuel shortages that have contributed to the unrest. Cuba's lived under the heavy hand of authoritarian rule for decades, and now the people who have effectively lived in a third world nation are saying no more. It's ironic that while Cubans are throwing off the shackles of government abuse, forces in the United States are extolling the virtues of government that's akin to Cuba's, a government that promises to provide everything but rarely delivers.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.